3, 2, 1, blast off. We are in the first Perek, Perek Aleph of the Holy Mesillas Yesharim. These are words that Tzadikim and the previous generations would sit there and just meditate on these few sentences. That is how powerful it is. And I pray to Hashem, and I pray for all of us on behalf of anyone who's listening to this, and anyone who's going through the Mesillas Yesharim for the first time, for the second time, for the third time, whenever, however many times, to open up the first few sentences to say these words. I pray for all of us and all the Jewish people that we will be zocha to tap in to what the Ramchal meant on all levels, and it will, be'ezer Hashem, with Hashem's help, go into our soul, into our bodies, into all the different levels of our consciousness and everything that we need for us and the Jewish people. Amen. Perek Aleph, here we go. Yesod HaChasidus V'Shoyresh HaAvoda HaTmima. The foundation of Chasidus and the root, thank you, of the pure, perfect, not to be perfect, but the root of a person serving and living his life as a Jew, the ultimate Jew. Again, nothing to do with Chasidim. This has to do with Chasidus, as we're going to learn in later Prakim. But the foundation and the root of everything is who? Sheyizbarer v'yisametz Eitzel ha'adam ma chovaso ba'olamo. So the root and the foundation of living the life, the ultimate life, is clarifying what my obligation, what my responsibility in my world, ba'olamo, in my specific world, not the world, but my world based on my parents, based on my personality, based on my circumstance. What am I supposed to do? Ulama tzarech shiyasem abato. What am I supposed to, what's my vision? That's what we have to clarify. What's my vision? What's my responsibility? What's my magamaso? What's my aspiration? What are my dreams, as we spoke about the other day in Shir? Bechol asher hu omel kol yimei chayav. In everything that I do, I want it to be aligned and I want it to match with my vision, with my obligation, with my responsibility. I want everything that I do to be able to fit. That's the foundation. That's the root of becoming who we want to become. Vihine teaches the Ramchal to us, Mashahorunu Chachmenu Zalu, what Chazal, what the Tzadikim have taught each and every one of us, is fact number one. Ha'adam loy nivra el lesaneg el Hashem. We were not created to enjoy this world. Also this world, in a certain way, if it has to do with the enjoyment of Hashem. But our ultimate enjoyment, as he's going to say, because the ultimate, Hashem wants us to have the most pleasure in the world. Hashem wants us to have the most pleasure. And he tells us that the most pleasure is your enjoyment, oneg of Hashem, v'lehanos meziv shechinaso. It can't be that quick to get it. If by having a beer and a shot of whiskey makes you connected to Hashem, how valuable could it be? It obviously takes work. It obviously is a very high level of enjoyment. Shezeu atainug ha'amiti. It is the truthful enjoyment. It is the idun hagadol mikolo edunim sheicholim limatze. It's the most pleasure that anybody can find on this planet. And where is that ultimate pleasure? It's not even on this world. Umekoyim ha'idun hazeh, in truth, be'emes, hu ha'ilam haba. In truth is, the ultimate pleasure is not even on this world. The ultimate pleasure is in the next world. Because we know we're limited over here. So how much pleasure? It's all for 70 years, 80 years, 90, hopefully, as he's going to talk about it. Hopefully. That's not what it's about. It's about eternal, infinite pleasure, God willing. Ki hu anivra b'achana b'zrechus davar hazeh. That is what the next world was created for. It was created for us to really, really bask in enjoyment. However, ach, says the Ramchal, haderech kedei la'agiel m'chayis chavtein hazeh. The only way for us to reach that enjoyment is we got to go through this world. Hashem could have created it that, right, and Derech Hashem, he speaks about it. There's a concept called Nama de Kisufa. It's definitely not the forum right now. Hashem could have made it that you just exist and enjoy in the next world. Your neshama enjoys. But he made an extra enjoyment. He put us in this world, and for some reason, through this world, we can get even more enjoyment. Huzel Olam. And I've always said this, right? People call this world Olam HaSheker. People want to know, well, is the next world going to be real? Is it real? What happens when the lights are out? Is the next world going to be real? And I say like this, do you believe that this world is real right now? Are we really here? Obviously, yeah, without getting so pseudo-philosophical. I'm here right now. I'm here. We're all here. And this is called the Olam HaSheker. And we feel that we're here. So could we imagine how real the Olam HaEmes is going to be? Could you imagine how real that's going to be? This isn't even real. This isn't even really real. This is Sheker. And that's what he says. He says, Olam HaEmes is really a pales as a hallway. Bifnei Olam HaBa. And what is the enjoyment of the next world? The cash. We spoke a little bit about it on Shabbos. It wasn't the forum to go into it. To have a really big mansion in the next world, you got to pay for it. How do you pay for it? You pay for it through doing mitzvahs. Obviously, this is very macro. He's going to go into it. But that's how you pay. That's the currency in the next world. This world, the currency to buy things is cash. The next world, the currency is mitzvahs. As I've said many times, mace is a dead person. Mace stands for mitzvos, mem, Tough and Torah. Mitzvahs and Torah. A dead person has one of two things. Mitzvahs and Torah, which are really the same. Or the mace is what? Mammon and Taiva. That was a gift from Hashem that fell into my brain. So when a person dies, he either lived a life of money and desire, and then what are you going to buy in the next world? Where you have a lot of cash for mitzvahs and Torah. Umakoimas yisa mitzvahs. What's incredible is the only way you could do mitzvahs, as they say the famous story with the Gra. I don't know if you have it in your notes from last time, Shua. That the Gra, they said, cried before he was dying. And he says, look at my tzitzis. For a couple kolpis, or whatever they called it, and you know, whatever, I don't know what they called it back then. For a few dollars, I have a mitzvah that is I'll never be able to have in the next world. For a few dollars, I could buy eternity in the next world. Al-Kain, therefore, Zuck the Holy Ramchal. So God has it all planned out. He put us in this world. Through means, through your challenges, through your stuff, you're able to gather all you got to gather for the next Rosh Hashanah. In order to fill yourself up. Through me acquiring, and it's hard, it's very hard, it's not the forum to talk about that now. Lefum tzara agra, the harder you work for it, you get paid more for it. Sometimes we don't like to struggle, but the reality is you get paid more when you struggle more. You get more points, so to speak. Umashamar zuchar levracha, hayom la'asotam, umachar lekabel scharam. Ya hayom la'asoyisam, this is the world where we act. The next world is Yom Shekulei Shabbos. There we go. Ah, I'm retiring. You work hard for 50 years, 60 years. Then you retire. You hang out on your big yacht. And you sit there. You smoke a cigar. You drink some good fine whiskey. And you enjoy. No greater enjoyment than that. That's what's going to be in the next world. Right? And even more. Even more. And how do you get that? You get that by working hard. People who want to retire in this world, and they don't want to work hard to retire, so then you're in trouble. You work hard for 30, right? That's what retirement is. You work very hard and you set yourself up for the future. That's really a microcosm of what life is really about, setting ourselves up for the future. Ukshetestakul bedavar, you know what? Haha. 9 minutes under, you want one more? A little bit more. One more minute. Okay, I like ending early because it's like, haha, not even 10 minutes. Ukshetestakul bedavar, terki hashemus amitiu rakat vekus baizbarach. The ultimate shlemus I don't like translating that word because people get perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being perfect. Shleimus, shalem, peace, completion, all of you. I don't know. Well, it's not a conversation for now. Humasha is David HaMelech Omer Vani Kirva Selekim Litov. Ultimately, that Kirva, that closest with Hashem, V'Omer Acha Shalti, the Pasuk we say twice a day now, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem, Oysavaka Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai, Lach Sois Benoyim Hashem. To really, and it takes hard work to get there. It's difficult. Most people fall into the simple pleasures of this world. It takes time to really, right? The guy who works a job and works hard and then he saves money for a year to go on a great vacation versus the guy who spends his money on potato chips. I know these are all simple concepts, but that's really what it is. Are you spending your money to invest or are you spending your money for potato chips? So too, your enjoyment could be in the jelly beans and potato chips, but you want to go out for a good steak and some wine, you gotta be a little bit patient. Ki rak zehu atov, v'chol zula zeh shechzu b'nei adam l'tov, eino ela hevel, v'shav nite. It's emptiness, deceptive, worthlessness, which is part of what learning 10 minutes of the Sefer reminds us, as the Ramchal so beautifully told us in the introduction. Everything I said right now, I don't think was a chiddush, was not a new thing for anyone. It's something we know. We just need, as we said, motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Learning about what life is doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend reminding ourselves what life is about daily. Have a wonderful 11 minutes, 27 seconds. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer away. Question, comments, I know this was a heavy